Good evening and welcome to an all-new season of The Big Fight, the oldest running debate show in the history of Indian television. For 21 years, this show on NDTV has brought for you the big debate on issues that matter to you. The debate gets heated up, but the channel has always made sure it never loses its focus and strays right into frivolity. India is the fourth worst affected country with coronavirus. We are struggling with our medical response in the national capital, which is now overtaking Mumbai in the number of cases. The road to economic recovery continues to be in question. Along the border, the government has been accused of delaying its response on Chinese incursion. And we have seen the bloodiest battle on the LAC in over five decades, losing 20 jawans in this fight. At a time when the least we are expecting was a coordinated response on all of the above points that I've mentioned, we have witnessed the lowest possible form of a political debate. Charge, countercharge, punch, counterpunch, salvo, political salvo, between the Congress and the BJP. On what? On who has surrendered to the Chinese more. Through the course of this program, we give the protagonists the chance to explain themselves and explain their allegations. So on The Big Fight tonight, the big question that we are asking is this. Who has surrendered to China more? Is it Surinder Modi, as Rahul Gandhi tweeted, or a Chinese Congress, as the BJP is alleging? Or have we actually surrendered logical reasoning and a pragmatic response? And also in about 40 minutes from now, do not forget a big fight exclusive. We'll be speaking to the former finance minister P. Chidambaram on this controversy, on what he thinks and the road ahead. How should we actually should we be responding to this big Chinese challenge? All right. So before we begin The Big Fight, I want to introduce my guests in discussion number one. I've got Vijeta Singh, the deputy editor of The Hindu, Rajat Sethi, he's an economist and a political analyst, and Shama Mohammed, spokesperson of the Congress Party. In just a short moment, we'll have Professor Rakesh Sinha, he's a Rajya Sabha MP of the Bharatiya Janata Party, and we'll also have Rashid Kidwai, he's an author and a visiting fellow of the ORF with us. Thank you so much, all of you all. First, as is the format of The Big Fight, we'll give every one of our panelists the opportunity to fire their first punch. So let's begin with you, Rajat Sethi. Your 1 minute time begins now.
Thank you, Sanket. The problem that has come to light recently is around the Rajiv Gandhi Foundation's illicit relationship with the Chinese embassy as well as with the government of China. Has put in doubt these relevant questions as to who is who has been compromising India's sovereignty over some funding that they have sought from the from our neighbors. Now this is such a relevant point because Rajiv Gandhi Foundation has for a very long period of time has had Indian ministers and as well as the Prime Minister sitting on the board of this foundation, and this also calls for some question as to how did the RGF influence the government policies of the day. It is also pertinent because so far as 2017, Rahul Gandhi has had secret meetings with the Chinese ambassadors and their embassy officials, even when India was facing a Doklam crisis situation. And instead of consulting with the Indian government, Rahul Gandhi thought it is preferable to connect with the Chinese counterparts and compromise India's interests.
All right, Rajat. Vijeta as well as Shama is also with us. If you allow me, Vijeta, Shama Mohammed, I would like to give you your first punch. 1 minute to respond to this topic that we are discussing. Shama Mohammed.
So you want me to respond to Rajat or you want me to respond
No. Your opening comments, madam.
Yeah. My opening comments are that the Prime Minister of this country should come out clean and tell us what is happening at Ladakh, what is happening in the Galwan Valley, what is happening at the Pangyang River, Finger 4 to 8, what is happening at Deepsang. We hear that now they have also gone into 18 kilometers into Deepsang, and they are at the bottleneck over there. We have an airstrip very close by. What is happening there? Their own member of parliament called Tapir Gao is saying that their Chinese forces are in Arunachal Pradesh. We want to know what is happening there. We want the Prime Minister to stop these diversionary tactics. We want the Prime Minister to stop this diabolical game. We want the Prime Minister to come clean to the nation and tell us what exactly is happening at our borders, and then stop lying and telling us that not a single army post has been taken in.
Okay.
Not a single land garrison. Let me finish
okay.
my one
yeah.
minute.
No. Just one minute for opening comment, Shama.
We want to know the truth from the Prime Minister
sure.
of this country. Where are the Chinese in our land, and how
okay,
much of our
okay.
land has been occupied?
Okay, the next 40 minutes will be devoted for that, Shama. These were quick one-minute opening comments. Let me now give the floor to Vijeta. Vijeta, you know about the subject that we are discussing. Your opening comments, the first punch.
So, Sanket, this is not the first time that incursions have taken place, but it is the first time that such a coordinated attempt by the Chinese to ingress into the India's perception of LAC in all the disputed sites. We have five locations along LAC which China and India spar over territory. So since September, I believe, last year, there were telltale signs of the Chinese building their presence in a coordinated fashion, in a coordinated manner, in many of the sectors, in disputed as well as non-disputed sectors. So instead of waking up to the reality, and instead of taking this up with the Chinese at the diplomatic level, the government should answer what were they doing all this while. And they clearly planned this out. Because first they came at Pangong, then they
sure.
went to Galwan,
okay.
then they went to Lipsang. So
yeah.
what was the strategy of the government?
Okay, what's the strategy of the government, asked Vijeta.
Yeah.
I have Professor Rakesh Sinha also with me. Professor Rakesh Sinha, your opening comments. Shama, I'm going to come to you. We're just taking first the opening comments for everyone.
About the Rajiv Gandhi Foundation.
Yeah, one more. Opening comments by everyone. Professor Rakesh Sinha, Rajya Sabha MP of the Bharatiya Janata Party. Let me repeat my question, Professor Sinha, so that you can answer. There seems to be, as many people say, a debate in frivolity. Who has surrendered to China more? Surrender Modi or a Chinese Congress, as being alleged by you? Professor Sinha.
You know, this is a question of national security and the question of India's sovereignty. When the Indian army categorically says that there is no incursion on Indian territory, our territory is safe, our boundary is safe, we are at the LAC, we are prompt, we are in the position to respond any eventuality. If army is saying that, government is saying that, what else you want more? This means Congress assumes that Indian territory has been captured by Chinese. What is your source? There must be some source which you are quoting. It is not the figment of imagination that you are questioning your own sovereignty, your own government, your own army. This is the habit of the Congress to politicize the discourse on national security and the question of India's sovereignty. I am giving an example how they are denigrating the army. In 2008, they asked the army to give the data on religion basis. And then Army General
okay.
J.J. Singh refused to give.
Okay, so Professor Sinha. Yeah, Professor Sinha, this is a 1 minute of opening comments for all the panelists. Yeah, Professor Sinha, I'm going to come back to you. You can finish your comment, because I'm in all fairness giving 1 minute each to all our panelists for an opening comment. Rashid Kidwai is also now with us. Good evening, Mr. Kidwai. Your opening comments. I would just like to repeat the topic that we are discussing. Who has surrendered to China more? A surrender Modi, Chinese Congress, or have we actually surrendered common sense?
I think, Sanket, I would go with your assessment that we are surrendering our own common sense. You see, we are making big issue about, you know, Congress questioning. Mr. Sinha and BJP should remember that in the height of conflict, 1962 conflict, when it was going on, Mr. Atal Bihari Vajpayee, none other than Mr. Atal Bihari Vajpayee, asked for a special session of parliament. And Mr. Nehru agreed, and there was a debate, and throughout that period, Johnson kept demanding resignation of that defense minister, Krishna Menon. So this has been very much part and parcel of this our, so to say, composite political culture and legacy, that whenever, you know, there is some kind of you know, war, escalation, or some kind of a crisis at the border, political parties do ask, you know, questions. But that does not mean, because there is a distinction between Indian state and government of India. Loyalty to Indian state is supreme and total and complete. But that's not a, that cannot be the case with the government. So questions are bound to be raised. This is parliamentary democracy.
Okay. All right, Rashid Kidwai, and thank you all of you all for making your opening comments. Let's begin the big fight. I want to start with you, Professor Rakesh Sinha, at a time when questions will be asked of a government, Professor Sinha. People will ask questions, and it is okay in a democracy for people to ask questions. Do you think it would be wise, and I'm not getting into the merits of your allegations, because if these are allegations, I'm sure the government has all the requisite agencies to investigate. Do you think this is what we need discussed? What happened in 1991, 2005, 2007, instead of the present-day crisis?
You know, there is nothing wrong or unusual in raising question democracy. You have all the right to raise the question. This is your constitutional and moral rights. But the fundamental thing is something different. When the nation is facing actual crisis, that crisis is China is posing a threat to the national security. This is the fact. This is a reality. And nation is all is preparing for that eventuality. In that case, if you are accusing something which is demoralizing army, which is demoralizing Indian people, instead of raising the morale of the army and consciousness of the people, this is not going to be forgiven. And I have a question. If Chinese, if I assume the Congress allegation that Chinese have captured certain territory, if I assume that they are true, then my question to Congress party is, did you break the treaty between your party and the Chinese Communist Party? In that case, according to your assumption, if the Chinese are aggressor and we have martyrdom of 20 soldiers, and you are still continuing with that treaty which Rahul Gandhi signed with Wang Jiarui in the presence of Sonia Gandhi and also the present Chinese president, Xi Jinping, what was that treaty? For what purpose you have done?
Professor Sinha. Professor Sinha, if I can intervene, you know, you say that the morale of the army is going to get affected. I would like to draw your attention to a press conference hosted by the then spokesperson of the BJP, Mr. Ravi Shankar Prasad. And we have spoken about this in the past also, on the 18th of September 2009. And here is his statement in the context of China. He says, your party was in opposition then. The cumulative signal is indeed ominous and disturbing, and yet the whole attitude of the government is one of callous negligence. Why is there a deliberate attempt to downplay it? Now, the Congress today is asking the same thing of the government, something that you also did in the past.
I am answering the question.
Why does this not demoralize the army and what the Congress is doing today does?
I'm answering the question. Then the question was the callousness of the government. Here, question is that army lost. There is a difference between the two. Here, government is already preparing 500 crore emergency fund to the army. Mm. All the emergency power is given to the army. Mm. And government is all prepared. Government has called an all-party meeting. Mm. Sonia Gandhiji was there. All party leaders were there. They are solidarity. And second question is, Congress question is right and valid. Then when Congress is going to break the treaty between the CPA, the Communist Party of China and the Congress Party, they are still continuing.
Again, Professor Sinha, you know, again, I go by a document which I get from the International Department Central Committee of the CPC on the 28th of August 2019, where they are talking about an association between the CPC and the BJP. It says member of the Political Bureau of CPC and head of Publicity Department.
Give me 10 seconds.
Created a cadre study group of Bharatiya Janata Party. Arun Singh was there, BJP National Secretary.
You know, sending delegation and meeting with the party leaders and exchanging viewpoints is something different. And you have a special treaty. And my question is more. Why not you are breaking the treaty? You are making allegation on Indian government. You are indirectly saying that China is an aggressor. They have captured the land. You are still continuing. Only a traitor can continue with such treaty when the country is...
Strong allegation there by Professor Rakesh Sinha, who says that only a traitor will continue a treaty like this. A right to reply for Shama Mohammed. Shama, allegations against your party, your response.
Yeah, so I have to respond to a couple of things.
Sure.
Because there was initially an allegation by the other gentleman who said about the Rajiv Gandhi Foundation. Hmm. Now, the Rajiv Gandhi Foundation has a research wing. And this information which they got is on the website. It is not hidden. You know, it is there. And it was around 1.43 crores, which was given and donated. And out of that, 1.34 crores was spent for the research, which happens for all foundations between the Chinese and the Indian.
No, but then, Shama, should the Chinese embassy be funding a foundation?
It is.
Is that right?
The Chinese, no, it is. That's what I'm trying to say. It is not the embassy. It is the government of China which has funded it. And there, let me tell you, there are many such funding happening in various organizations. Okay. Can I please let me finish this? Various organizations, it happens. It's a small amount. Rajiv Gandhi Foundation receives funding from the United Nations, from the from European Union. It receives funding.
Shama,
from
how do you respond to an allegation of quid pro quo that you receive money? One of the donors is the Chinese embassy, and then in return, you pursue policies which are favorable.
No, we do not pursue any policies which were favorable. One, at that point of time, there was nothing with the Chinese and us, any skirmish or anything happening. There was no transgressions at that point of time. We were having a relationship. Now, let me tell you, India Foundation, ask him, India Foundation head by Surya Dovell. He mentioned just now that we have members of parliament in this. Who are the ministers? There is Nirmala Sitaraman on the board, Nitin Gadkari on the board, Mr. Ram Madhav is there.
No, what's the allegation?
India Foundation. So the allegation is they have received also funds
from where? From where? One moment,
yes,
interesting.
India Foundation
from where?
As received various funds. Listen to me.
Can I please?
Let me finish this. I want to discuss the topic of today about what is happening. This is a diabolic game to divert attention from the main. If we open up.
No. One moment, Shama. You said that India Foundation also receives funds. I'm asking you from where. Have they received funds from the Chinese? Then you must mention this. I'll ask questions of Rajat Sethi's right here.
Ours is on the website. Let us open up. We know that Surya Dovell does business with Pakistanis. You know, this is done. So what I'm trying to say is that foundations receive money for study. Research is a normal thing. Every other country, US also gives money for research. Ask them. And also on the other factor, which he mentioned about the people. Of course, there was a BJP president, all the three BJP presidents. Now, let me tell you the investments Gujarat has got in 2019. Chinese firm invested
$24,400 crores.
No, one moment. Let her complete, Rajat. Let her complete. She wants to make her point. Everybody will get a chance. Yeah.
21,400 crore at Dholera, special investment region in Gujarat. You know, Gujarat has got so much of investment from Chinese. Then the company's name is Xinjiang Holding. Then they have signed MOU between Dholera Industrial City Development Limited and CRCC Nanging Futsa for manufacturing metro rolling stock in Gujarat. I mean, another MOU signed between Dholera Special Investment Region. So all this Chinese investment happening. The only prime minister who's been to China, chief minister, he's been 5 times to China, a lot of investments. The same Rajiv Gandhi Foundation also said in 2010, let me tell you this, that
One by one, please. We'll deal with the allegations that you've leveled one by one. Otherwise, we'll lose track. Shama, I'm going to come back to you. You've made certain points. Professor Rakesh Sinha wants to come in. But before that, Rajat Sethi, a point was made about other foundations. Rajiv Gandhi Foundation is receiving funds, right? It's okay for these foundations to receive funds. India Foundation, Vivekananda Foundation. I remember this was also mentioned by the Congress Party. How would you respond?
So, what if
there was a Chinese funding reported in Vivekananda Foundation? Then
allow me to speak. First of all, on a national television, a Congress spokesperson has accepted, without a shadow of doubt, that they have accepted crores of rupees from the Chinese government and the Chinese embassy. Please let the viewers decide how unethical it is and how much compromising on India's sovereignty it is. Let the viewers decide. We can go on and on. Let me finish. I did not interrupt. Please let me finish.
It's not hidden. It's on our website. It is on our website.
Ma'am, please,
it's on the Rajiv Gandhi Foundation website.
And you have influenced government policy. The Rajiv Gandhi Foundation has influenced government policy to be submissive before the Chinese. There are money trails for it. And the Congress and the Congress leadership should be immediately barred from all the parliamentary standing committees till these accusations are not cleared by the ethics committee of the parliament. They should be immediately stripped of the foreign policy and the security policy standing committees of the parliament. coming to the point number two, which is India Foundation. Let me tell you, India Foundation so far has not accepted any government funding whatsoever. And I'm pretty sure that the India Foundation is going to drag Shama Mohammed to the court for making these wild accusations without any basis for it. All think tanks are supposed to engage in research, but we engage in research with the university counterparts, with think tank counterparts, but not officially start taking money from the other governments who are only defending their sovereign interests.
Okay. Very quickly, let's move on. You made your point. We'll give Shama Mohammed the right to reply to the points that you have made, but one moment. Professor Rakesh Sinha wanted to come in. He raised his hand. And then we'll go to Vijeta and Rashid.
You know,
I want to respond.
We should not narrow the discourse.
Sure.
Congress should apologize to Nissan and confess that it did a mistake, if it has done unconsciously. But the way Congress is defending, it seems that it is defending the Chinese interest. Why I am saying, Sanket, this is very important. David Sambaugh, he's from Washington University. He revealed that in his research that Chinese have allotted $10 billion for the public relationship all over the world, which in comparison to United States, is a budget for public diplomacy is only $670 million versus $10 billion. And this part of this soft diplomacy, Congress party was given 19 million rupees, that is 9 crore. This is the official money the Congress party has got. The question is that we can take money from anywhere for the research purpose, but we cannot take money from CIA, ISI, or the Chinese. And in the year you got the money, that year you know the Chinese incursion on the Indian land.
Okay.
Passing is
okay, Professor Sinha, there's a question coming in from Twitter where senior journalist Vinod Sharma says, what does Rakesh Sinha have to say about BJP delegation taking lessons at the CPC school? Would you like to answer that?
You know, the Bharatiya Janata Party delegation was there, or their delegation come. I say we are a part of a democratic country. If any country invites, we go. The kind of treaty you enter and you go to see how your party is functioning and what are our views. We are exchanging views. We believe in the flow.
How is this different from the Congress? If you could just remind me.
You know, the Congress party has entered into a treaty with the Chinese Communist Party. This is the first party, non-communist party in the world, which is in a treaty with the Communist Party. Otherwise, you know, the Vietnamese Communist Party does not have a good relationship with the Chinese Communist Party. And Cuban Communist, in Cuba, there is a communist rule. But the Cuban Communist Party does not have a good relationship with the Chinese.
Rashid as well as Vijeta, one by one. Rashid Kidwai, we'll begin with you. You've heard the comments that have been made. I again come back to the principal point of discussion right here on The Big Fight. That do you think that we are indulging in frivolity at a time where the discourse should be something absolutely else? I mean, you've got a corona crisis problem. You've got a health crisis in this country. You've got a border crisis in this country. And right now it seems that the entire scope of the allegation and counter-allegation and the political mind space is stuck somewhere in Raisina.
Absolutely, Sanket, and there is no substance, unfortunately, whatever allegations
from both sides. I'm not just blaming the BJP, even the Congress.
So there is very little substance in, you know, what is being said. Political parties have fraternal relations with one another, whether it is Congress or BJP or others. Unless we break, you know, diplomatic ties with the country and we are at war or something. Otherwise, you see, if there is so many trade treaties and so many cultural aspects are there, so there is no case for a political party or a think tank or anyone, you know, doing this kind of thing. If you go to the Congress thing, Congress has had, you know, party-to-party relations with Baath Party, and when Saddam Hussein was there, it was there in Volcker report, that's why I'm mentioning it. Huh. It is all vouchers were given to Congress party. This is a matter of record.
Correct.
So all political parties, particularly ruling political parties, tend to get these kind of, so to say, concessions. The Rajiv Gandhi Foundation chapters are there in Japan, in UK, in Singapore, and many other
countries. No, but then, Mr. Kidwai, do you think it's justified for a political party to be taking donations and fundings from different countries? I mean, fine, there'll be nothing, there is no proof as of this moment of a quid pro quo, but then there'll be allegations. It's just not proper.
You must understand, There is an issue of propriety and there is an issue of legality. If it's illegal,
so is this legal or is this unethical? Is this an issue of propriety?
It's a very done thing. It's a very done thing. If you know, if BJP does business with Communist Party of China, it's fine. But if Congress is doing it, if Rajiv Gandhi Foundation
Vijeta hasn't spoken.
How has this happened? You tell me.
Everyone
gets a right to reply. Vijeta hasn't spoken.
So both the parties, I don't want to get into what the parties are saying, but my moot point is, what about justice to the 20 jawans who were killed on June 15 in the Galwan Valley? Nobody is raising the issues pertaining to that that incident. And after being in denial for so long, for so many days, after newspapers were writing about the Chinese build-up at these contentious points, the MEA admitted yesterday, I'll quote the MEA spokesperson, he said, China amassed troops at the LAC since early May, has broken all norms and rules of troop movement this year. So after being in denial for, say, more than 2 months, they finally admitted yesterday that there is a build-up along the LAC. So what are the corrective measures are we taking? What are the steps we are taking to ease the situation on the ground? Because ultimately, it's the jawans who are facing the blizzards, the snow, the low temperatures there. Mm. I mean, it's not easy being deployed in Ladakh, and as of now, they are still in eyeball-to-eyeball confrontation.
Absolutely.
Even though the numbers have on both sides have it decreased a bit, but the structure...
No, but then there is build-up. There is satellite imagery that proves that there is build-up. Professor Sinha, before I go back to Rajat Sethi, because he wanted to come in. Yeah, one moment. Professor Sinha, how do you respond to Vijeta's question? Is this not a fact that for a very long time, the government refused to confess that there is a problem at the border? Not at all.
The Chinese have breached the pact between the India and China, which happened in 1993, then 2013, during the UPA regime. So they have breached that treaty. And Indian soldiers responded to the Chinese soldiers, and their casualty is 43. Our martyrdom is 20, and Prime Minister already said that is not going to. We are going to respond Chinese because and we will respect the martyrdom of 20.
Professor Rakesh Sinha, the point is that for the past 40 days there had been talks that there is some sort of a build-up happening along the line of actual control, and the government was quiet or in denial. Now, one explanation can be the government does not want to share operational details. And the other is that the government is just not choosing to respond.
No. It is not the question of denial. You know, we are part of democracy. There is not question. In Doklam, there were 73 days. So diplomacy works. The military dialogue works. And we depended on that. When they breached that, we responded.
But did it work?
My two quick questions. Don't try to save the Congress, which is creating such a situation in the country, which is most demoralizing for the army. When our soldiers are sacrificing their life, we are taking 19 million rupees from the Chinese government. You are defending that?
No, I am defending no one. Professor Sinha, on this show, I am defending no one. I am asking the Congress party the questions they need to...
I am questioning those intellectuals who call themselves independent intellectuals. They say, I am neither BJP nor Congress. And they are saying that this is justified. You are taking, tomorrow someone takes money from CIA, you will say this is justified. Mm. In the name pretext of research, you cannot go to your enemy state. And my question to Congress spokesperson, when Rahul Gandhi is going to declare that treaty is going to be broken?
Okay, let's go back to Shama. Shama and then Rajat.
Yeah.
Shama, so you're right to respond.
Couple of points. Mr. Rakesh Sinha kept saying that from where do we get this information? Let's not forget on the 17th of June, What did the External Affairs Minister say? Mr. Jaishankar clearly said that they are building structures there. And he also said that we need to go back to the status quo ante. What does that mean? Why are general... So, is he saying that the External Affairs Minister is wrong? Is he saying when Rajnath Singh said that achhe khase sankhya mein hai, waha, is that wrong? Is he saying that all General Huda, General Panang, they are all, Lieutenant Panang, they are all wrong? General BP Malik is wrong? So only you are right? I mean, you see, Mr. Rakesh Sinha, there is something called satellite images also in this time and age. In the satellite images, clearly it says that they have come in. If they have come in, but the Prime Minister said nobody has come in. What was the 20 soldiers martyrdom for? Right now, you know what is happening?
Okay, we seem to have lost that audio connection on Shama Mohammad. We're going to fix this and come back. Rajat Sethi, you wanted to come in.
Yeah, so my point is very simple. Anybody, any citizen of this country can question the government of the day and can go to the hilt in questioning the government, every aspect of its operational strategy or whatever strategy, you can actually ask the government the question. What is problematic is the legitimacy of the Congress party to ask the question. My principal point here is that Congress doesn't have the legitimate ground. It is an anti-national party.
No, no, but
which
that's
has
your
compromised
allegation.
India's interest for a...
Rajat,
no,
this
of course
is an allegation.
No, it's not an allegation. Shama Mohammad accepted on live television that that her party has taken multiple...
No, but then they have.
From
they
Chinese
have.
Government. They
See,
have
the point taken. Is, so, this document is available on the internet. What was the law of the land? Was it illegal to take money from the Chinese? I'm just going by the law.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Let me finish. There are a series of dots which have to be connected. General J.J. Singh said that Siachen was to be gifted back to Pakistan or perhaps to China by the Congress party. Is he wrong? Of course not. You need to also see the series of the policy decisions made by the UPA and call those into question. Then you have to even consider what Rahul Gandhi did when the Doklam crisis erupted. He went and, first of all, you remember when they met the Chinese ambassadors for a long period of time, they did a flip-flop. Did the meeting happen? Did it not happen? Had they been so open about their transactions with the Chinese government, they should have been very open about that meeting as well. And they should have come out on their own and shared the minutes of that meeting that happened between Rajiv Gandhi and the Chinese ambassador at the peak of the crisis.
Rahul Gandhi.
You know, all
Rahul
of
Gandhi
in darkness, it is completely clouded by...
Professor Sinha, I'm going to come to you. Just one moment. Rashid Kidwai, do you think that there should be a new rule in this country? I mean, see, legally, if you speak in this country, even now, anyone can take funds. Any foundation can take funds from anyone, so long as they follow the law of the land. To that extent, the Congress is not wrong, right? But on the point of propriety... And that becomes a tricky part, because when do you let propriety kick in? And how far should propriety go in forming your decisions? Should now there be a rule in this country that you must disclose if you get funds from governments directly? If we are to assume that these foundations tend to influence government thinking.
Sanket, you have raised a pertinent...
Shama, I'm going to come to you, yeah.
First of
we
all,
lost you, we're going to come to you. All, one moment. Yeah.
First of all, I don't think there can be a kind of blanket law. As I said, as long as we have diplomatic ties...
Then there'll be confusion.
We're not doing... See, we have got so many treaties and it's just not one political party or one, research group. There's so many things are there. Though this is something, I think it's very difficult to, put a lid on it. I think what is to be, what is serious is that we are raising doubt and questioning, leader of a political party meeting a ambassador of a country. Now, this is something, if we can't trust our parliamentarians, we have any political party, that if they go and call on, whether it's curtsy visit or food festival or a cultural evening or something like that, now this is something very serious. That means we are heading for dictatorship.
Okay.
We do not...
Okay,
we
strong
don't
allegation. One moment. Shama Mohammad and then Professor Sinha.
Like
one by one. Shama
See,
Mohammad.
See, if government has something substantive, they must act. But they just cannot be...
Yeah, I think that's an important point that Rashid Kidwai seems to be mentioning. Professor Sinha, if the government has proof on the Congress party that there was obviously something wrong, and if you are able to establish this quid pro quo between the Chinese, RTA, RCEP, Indian government going soft during the UPA era, helping the Chinese. Well, you've got all the agencies in the government.
No, in fact, something we are speaking due to lack of knowledge. And we are trivializing the entire debate. And earlier I said that this is the Xi Jinping's policy of soft power, using soft power. And I'm giving one very important data for your all the
Yeah,
viewers.
I remember you wrote a piece also about using soft power.
Pew did a research all over the global survey. In that, it found that between the 18 to 29 years age people in the United States, 50% people like China. France, 50 plus people like China. In India, 30% plus people 18 to 19 is, and Japan 10%. And Ethiopia, almost 80%. In Angola, there are four stadiums built by China. Out of four stadiums, every professional match is being played in that stadium. Mm. So my here is that I'm not blaming anybody. What I am saying that we have to fight China's soft power and military power both. And here the fundamental question is that when you are being used as a platform, and Binod Sharma has sent one message to you, you have asked a question. I am communicating to you. Through you, all the viewers. You know the earlier, and Rashid Kidwai must be knowing, Communist Party of India, there was a theory to capture the Congress, and Mohan Kumar Mangalam joined the Congress Party with a large number of comrades. Mm-hmm. Now, Communist Party are almost bankrupt in India. So the Chinese are using the Congress Party as a platform.
Yeah.
And Rahul Gandhi is giving...
Okay, okay. I'm running out of time. So quick closing comments. Shama and then Vijayta.
So this he keeps accusing us. I'm asking you, why did Modi go five times there? Who is the prime minister who went 19 times?
No, he's a prime minister.
You are comparing prime minister with Rahul Gandhi.
And also, why did Rajnath Singh, why did Nitin Gadkari, why did all of them, Ram Madhav, go to China, meet the Chinese CPC? They went to the border and they did a press conference against the Communist Party there.
You are not answering the question.
So you are not answering my question is why? Let me finish. Why are you the? You have let the Galwan Valley be taken by the Chinese, and you are accusing us during our time nothing has been taken. Doklam, 2017 they came in, and 2018 they're still there.
Okay.
What have you got to
okay,
say?
Okay, Shama Mohammad.
Just 10 seconds.
Professor Sinha, 10 seconds. Running out of time.
No, I have the time. What has happened to the MP of your Tapir Gao?
Okay, out of time. Out of time, please. 10 seconds.
To give me answers to those questions. You are not answering our questions. Why is the Prime Minister not coming out honest? Why is he not telling the truth to the nation? Our 20
well, let him respond. One more. Very quickly. Running out of time. Shama, one more. So Shama has asked her questions. 10 seconds.
You know HV Kamath in Parliament, 9th November 1962, said to Nehru, Himalayas are not only the physical boundary,
before this becomes a shouting match, ladies and gentlemen, before this becomes a shouting match, the purpose of this debate, at the end of the day, Shama, thank you so much, Rajat Sethi, Vijayta, Rashid Kidwai, as well as Professor Rakesh Sinha. The only point over here is that, remember, we are debating this issue. But remember, let's not surrender common sense and logic. We have a greater crisis, a bigger crisis.